Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevontae Turpin obviously is a threat, all over the place. By the way, Brandon Aubrey missed a point after the other day. He missed an extra point. It didn't seem possible. They worked Jaden Blue, the rookie out of Texas, into the lineup for the first time. I'm wondering, what are the Cowboys? You know, these NFL seasons early on, things change. They don't have a lot of talent defensively. That's for sure. And it does seem like they can't get off the field enough to be a legitimate threat. But in today's NFL, could they win 9 games and be a threat to be a wild card team with, you know, the top offense in the NFL if you want to view it that way? I don't think I view it as the top offense in the NFL. I think statistically right now, I think they are at the top, you know, in things like yards per game. They're averaging 406 yards per game. That's the number one average yards per game offense in the NFL. In terms of DVOA, Dallas is 5th in offense per DVOA. Buffalo, the Rams, Indy, and Detroit are all better DVOA metric offenses. I think Detroit's offense might be the best in the league. I think the Rams are up there. I think Indy might be up there, as crazy as that sounds. And we're probably forgetting a team or two. I think Washington's going to move up the ranks. They are 11th currently per DVOA in overall offense. Last year, I think they finished 5th or 6th in the league offensively. So, yeah, Dallas is interesting because they've gotten themselves to 2-2-1. Certainly could have won the Green Bay game. You know, they could have won the Philadelphia game in the opener. They have the Panthers this week. If you're a Dallas fan, this is a tricky game and a dangerous game, which I thought the Jets game was too. By the way, did you know, Max, the Jets went from +2.5, +3 on Friday to favored
by
a point and a half at kickoff?
It was a lot of sharp movement, man. It was wild.
I was on the Jets. That probably helped move the line. I'm kidding, of course.
I think you're right.
The Jets line had so much sharp money on them because they just thought the Jets could run the football, control the clock, and win the game against Dallas's defense. They're going to say the same thing about Carolina. The Cowboys are only a 3.5-point favorite over the Panthers right now. Panthers have won 2 of their last 3. So they've played better. Now they're 2 wins, Falcons and Dolphins. I think the Falcons win's an impressive win. Dangerous game, but I'm going to tell you this, man, for the Cowboys. If they can beat Carolina to get to 3-2-1, they're going to have a home game the following week against us, against Washington. 4:25, Fox. It'll be the Burkhart-Brady game. I'm certainly assuming that it will be. What else is on that day? Let's see. Washington at Dallas. It's 4:25 on Fox. Green Bay at Arizona is the other game. So, yes, it's going to be the Burkhart. We're going to get Burkhart and Brady a bunch because I know Detroit comes to town for a 4:25 game as well. And that becomes, you know, Washington win or lose, but if they win and they're 4-2 and they're playing 3-2-1 Dallas with the Cowboys having 1-2 straight and the other game being a tie against the Packers, it's going to feel like a big spot early in the season. Is that an exaggeration? For the Cowboys, Dallas, if they can beat Carolina and then get Washington at home and win that game, they'd be 4-2-1. Let me just tell you, they have the Cardinals on the schedule. They've got the Raiders on the schedule. They've got the Giants still, you know, one more time. They also have the Chiefs, Eagles, Washington twice, the Lions. It's not easy. The Broncos they have to face. Are the Cowboys worth paying attention to in terms of being a team that could be a sneaky contender for a wild card spot or even the division? I don't think so.
They got a lot. They got a lot to work out on defense. It's that secondary.
That's the issue.
That secondary looks worse than ours. That's saying something. Yeah, absolutely. I think that, but I do think that our front seven is a little bit better. Just with, I mean, you have a player coach in Bobby Wagner on the field, and that's always going to put you kind of a step above, at least for me.
I'll tell you what. Right now, yeah, I can call this. A week from Sunday, Washington at Dallas, the total in that game is going to be in the low to mid-50s. It'll be one of the highest over-under numbers of the season.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dallas, looking good offensively as a team that's not even healthy offensively. They've now been very good offensively in two straight games without offensive linemen, starting offensive linemen, and CeeDee Lamb missing. Let's go to Baltimore for the Ravens' disaster Sunday.
Push some of that run identity.
And it is a run to Nick Chubb. Chubb could go all the way and does. Touchdown, Texans.
Remember when we were talking all offseason and I'm like, Chubb, Dobbins, why not? Well, I mean, I wasn't counting on Kroski Merritt to be what he's become, but both Dobbins and Chubb, Dobbins is really having a season in Denver, and Nick Chubb certainly had moments for the Houston Texans. In that game, by the way, Chubb, that was a 27-yard touchdown run, 11 carries, 61 yards. I mean, the Ravens, good God, this is bad. They are 1-4 with the Rams coming to town. And they have given up 41, 38, 37, and 44. The Ravens, through five games, have allowed 177 points. That's insane. They are giving up basically 35-plus a game. They've got major injury issues. I mean, but, you know, at some point, don't you just say, this is the NFL, man. It's next man up. I know that's cliche, but look at the Cowboys, what they've been able to do. Look at our team with injuries. And at some point, maybe you look at it and say, something's going on there. Now, Lamar getting back this week would be huge. They have a bye week after this Rams game. And then they've got the Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals. I mean, they've got a good stretch of games that with Lamar healthy. If I'm Baltimore and it's a hamstring injury, I'm sitting Lamar and just taking the L against the Rams, doing my best, and then coming back after the break as a 1-5 team. I mentioned this yesterday, but right now in the AFC North, the Steelers and the Ravens are co-favorites to win the division. Pittsburgh's 3-1, Baltimore's 1-4, probably heading to 1-5. And the reason being is Baltimore out of that bye has a very easy schedule, and they still have the Steelers twice. So there's and Cincinnati and Cleveland, you can basically count them completely out. They're not going to contend in that division unless Burrow comes back much sooner than expected. But man, I can't remember the last time we have said about the Ravens, they're a bad football team right now. When's the last time? Been years. The Rams are 8-point favorites at M&T Bank on Sunday. 8-point favorites. By the way, the last time the Rams and Ravens played at M&T Bank, it was a few years ago. It was a crazy, crazy game. And the Rams are coming off the mini bye, having played Thursday night in that devastating loss to the 49ers. Yeah, we'll see. Cooper Rush, by the way, the quarterback. And I would not count the Texans out of anything. I think we talked about this last week in our NFL buy and sell, and I said the Texans are too good on defense, way too good on defense to count out. And this win, you know, it's not who you play, it's when you play them, and they got the Ravens on the road at the right time. I think the Texans are still a good football team. I mean, Indy's jumped out to that lead in the AFC South with Jacksonville. You know, the two of them are 4-1. Houston's sitting there at 2-3. But they haven't played Indy yet. They still have two with the Colts left, and they still have another game against Jacksonville at home. I would not count the Texans out in that division. We'll finish up with some more NFL talk when we come back. I want to end with what happened in Arizona, including the play in which the running back dropped the ball and lost a touchdown that would have put the game away. The coach's reaction on the sideline to it, and then the coach's apology. A lot there to talk about. All of our NFL talk presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.